content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, as well as Triangle Foodies, a blog of restaurant reviews and events in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas. NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill. And the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary. 4 stars are excellent. 3 stars are above average. 2 stars are average. And 1 star is fair. Our first story tonight was published in the News and Observer on March the 9th, and it was written by Greg Cox. Dining review. Babalu Bar Taco may draw comparisons, but there's no risk of confusing the two. Bar Taco is located at 201 South Estes Drive, Suite E3 in Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 910-807-8226. And Babalu Tacos and Tapas is located at 1800 East Franklin Street, Suite 16 in Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 984-528-8030. On paper, Chapel Hill restaurants Babalu and Bar Taco look a lot alike. Both are the first Triangle locations of up-and-coming chains. A second Bar Taco is slated to come online this summer in Raleigh. Both offer menus that feature tacos with trendy international supporting casts of street food-inspired small plates. At either restaurant, you can choose from a rainbow assortment of margaritas and tropical cocktails made with freshly squeezed juices. And you can sip them in a setting that, with a little imagination, might be a beach vacation spot. Even the time and place of the two restaurants' openings invite comparison. Last summer, barely a month apart, in shopping centers so close to one another that you could practically stand at the front door of one restaurant, whip a tortilla frisbee style in the direction of the other, and hit it. But rest assured that once you've been to both places, there's no risk of confusing the two. Weather permitting, you can get in a festive tropical island mood on Babalu's landscaped patio, where you can sip on a cherry Cadillac, Topo organic vodka, cheer wine, and freshly squeezed sour mix, and pretend that the string lights overhead are stars. Otherwise, you'll be dining indoors, where an open kitchen and old reruns of I Love Lucy projected on one wall are the focal points in a sprawling space that might best be described as utilitarian modern. Babalu was the signature song of Ricky Ricardo, Lucy's husband, on the show and in real life. Not to worry, the menu offers plenty of ways to keep the adventure alive. Babalu bills its offering as tapas and tacos, but for my money, it's the latter. Inventive riffs on the taco theme piled into house-made corn tortillas that deserve top billing. The menu lists 9 options, covering a broad spectrum from spice-seared rare tuna to smoked Neiman Ranch pork belly to a vegetarian taco with cremini mushrooms as its meaty foundation. If forced to pick a favorite, I'd probably go with the braised short rib with Fresno pepper slaw, citrus-tinged barbecue sauce, pickled red onions, and crumbles of cojita cheese. But I wouldn't say no to the blackened red fish, or the fried chicken with buttermilk avocado dressing, or the miniature shrimp po' boy in a tortilla that is the camarones. Babalu delivers on the other half of its slogan with a globe-spanning selection of shareable starters, from chicken satay to Creole shrimp and grits. But Latin America is without question the center of the Babalu universe. Tableside guacamole is a signature offering and clearly a crowd favorite. Even so, I'd be hard-pressed to choose it over the excellent Salsa Roja spiked queso dip, which you can get with grilled chicken, chorizo, or pork belly for a small upcharge. Crab cakes with chipotle chili sauce are tempting, but their overworked texture doesn't live up to the menu's jumbo lump promise. But pan-roasted redfish served over rosetti potatoes, smoked corn pico de gallo, and red chili butter sauce, that's a keeper. In keeping with the concept, service is laid back and for the most part attentive. At the beginning of the meal, your server will inform you that, as there are no heat lamps in the kitchen, a point of pride at Babalu, food is brought to your table as soon as it's ready. This Babalu-style dining, as it's called, means that dishes may not arrive in the order you expect them. But what do you care? You're not on a schedule, after all. You're on vacation. Entering Bar Taco, you're transported from the University Place Mall parking lot to a Latin American beach resort. You can almost feel the sea breeze as you take in the airy dining room's whitewashed plank walls, dangling overhead lights fashioned from inverted baskets, and island bar churning out colorful cocktails. The food keeps the fantasy alive. You order by checking off items you want on a sushi bar style menu that you'll be given by your friendly but sometimes harried server. Bar Taco is a very popular place. The list is divided into categories labeled tacos, not tacos, rice bowls, which are essentially taco fillings served over brown rice, sides, and for those who are making this a family vacation, for kids. Under the tacos heading, you'll find just over a dozen options, a diverse assortment ranging from falafel, one of three vegetarian options, to tamarind glazed duck. South American style chorizo, whose breakfast sausage-like texture may come as a surprise to those familiar with Mexican chorizo, is a standout. So are tempura-battered Baja fish and slow-roasted pork carnitas with the tangy mojo sauce. Tamales, pork or mushroom mole, authentically steamed in corn husk wrappers, are a winning taco alternative. So is Bar Taco's respectful take on pozole, which serves up succulent shreds of pork in hominy in a mix of broth that owes its brick red color to roasted chilies. Also under the not tacos heading, though on more traditional menus they would be considered a side, an item described simply as plantains turns out to be ripe morados. Tossed with salt and a touch of cayenne to balance their caramel sweetness, they're addictive enough that you won't care which heading they're listed under. Same goes for Mexican street food style grilled corn on the cob, rolled in a spicy, savory melange of lime juice, cojita cheese, and cayenne. You'll find it under sides, along with the likes of chipotle slaw, stewed black beans with pork shoulder, and spicy cucumber salad. Dessert presents a thorny dilemma. Do you go with the best-selling, and rightly so, churros, fried to order and served with a rich dark chocolate sauce? Or do you succumb to the tangy sweet siren call of key lime pie with a graham cracker crust served in a miniature mason jar and topped with whipped cream over a shower of lime zest? Hey, either way, you can't lose. Then again, as long as you're on vacation, you might just have another margarita. Bar Taco is located at 201 South Estes Drive, Suite E3 in Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 910-807-8226. And Babalu Tacos and Tapas is located at 1800 East Franklin Street, Suite 16 in Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 984-528-8030. Next, from NC Triangle Dining, we have a retake, Poole's Diner for classic but uplifted Southern fare for over 10 years. This was written by Ron Wynn and was published on March the 10th. Poole's Diner is located at 426 South McDowell Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-832-4477. When you talk about restaurants that have helped define the Raleigh food scene, it pretty much starts with Poole's Diner. While there are older, more established restaurants, it was Ashley Christensen and Poole's Diner that put the Oak City on the map in the national foodie landscape. And after Chef Ashley won a James Beard Award in 2014, things really took off. Oddly enough, my first meals with her were not at Poole's Diner, but at the old Enoteca Vin, which has closed down since 2009. Given how much I eat out, I also admit to being more of a fan of her lower-tiered restaurants like Beasley's and Chuck's. While I have always enjoyed my meals at Poole's, the popularity and lack of reservations always threw me off a bit, but I decided it was time for a revisit to Poole's Diner to see how well it had held up over the years. If you're visiting for the first time, just be aware that there are no printed menus at Poole's for the most part, given the seasonality of the dishes here. But since brunch has just restarted here at Poole's Diner, they do have brunch menus at the table. We order up a slew of dishes to check out this new menu and chat over some wonderfully strong coffee as we wait for our meal. And as soon as the clock hits noontime, I ordered up a Pimm's cup as my adult bevy for the meal. First brunch item out of the Poole's Diner kitchen is their Mexican donuts, otherwise known as churros. These tasty rings are nicely fried and sprinkled with sugar. Tasty, crunchy, and a good starter if you've got a sweet tooth. Next up is my croque madame, which is dripping a thick, buttery hollandaise sauce. Thick slices of bread sandwich the ham, pop a fried egg on top and sprinkle of chives, and you've got yourself a meal. Great job here, Poole's. And my friend's shrimp and grits, spectacular, with a ridiculously silky texture. I've got to believe there's a lot of cream in this dish. Spiked with tender mushrooms, we've got the big brunch winner here. Another wonderful brunch item is the Fluffy Angel Biscuits. Nicely browned crust, but soft and tender inside, they're served up with jam and butter. The latkes we got on the side were not quite as good. They were a little overfried. But what the heck, you can't win everything. On a separate visit for dinner, I stopped in before a show at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, which is tough given how popular Poole's Diner is. There's a pretty long line already at 5:33, and it takes a bit of time to get seated. For our meal, we go with the crispy squid with fried pickle and Korean aioli, Ashley's famous macaroni and cheese, along with a short rib dish and side of greens. The fried squid is excellent, but a bit salty, showing off a light and crunchy coating along with some spice from the side sauce. But of course, the go-to dish at Poole's Diner is their famous macaroni and cheese. Served in a piping hot porcelain dish, this beauty totally shows it off at the table, domed with a wonderfully brown crust. Dig your spoon in and scoop out luscious elbow macaroni, covered in warm, gooey cheese. A true carb classic that will warm your heart and tummy. The short rib dish and greens we tried for that dinner were also excellent and well prepared. So what can I say but Poole's Diner is hitting its 10th anniversary in stride, serving up creative and tasty comfort food. The restaurant is well put together across all three phases of the dining experience, food, service, and ambience, and consistently delivers a great experience outside of some small misses in some of the dishes. And given the popularity of Poole's Diner, beware of the noise and volume in the dining room. It's not a quiet experience. But all the national accolades are well-deserved for this classic downtown restaurant, and I'm pretty sure you'll agree after dining here for brunch or dinner. Again, Poole's Diner is located at 426 South McDowell Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-832-4477. Now, still from NC Triangle Dining, so still written by Ron Wynn, we've got Cap's Pizzeria in Chapel Hill, dishing out delicious Neapolitan pizza. This was published on March the 15th. Cap's Pizzeria is located at 79 Falling Springs Drive in Chapel Hill. Their phone number, 919-240-4104. In my constant search for great Neapolitan pizza, I'm not sure how Cap's Pizzeria has slipped past me. But given its location out in Southwest Chapel Hill, it probably didn't make my newsfeed. Thankfully, a friend posted some pictures of his visit on social media, and now you've got my attention. Digging in, I found out that Cap's Pizzeria opened up in October of 2016 after some years as a food truck. Owner John Capoletti hails from Waterbury, Connecticut, so he knows his way around good pizza. So guess what? I guess it's time for a trip out to Chapel Hill to see what the hubbub is about. The dining experience at Cap's Pizzeria. Heading over on a cold and rainy Sunday, a friend and I pull up into the Cap's Pizzeria parking lot, and I was a bit surprised. Brand new shopping plaza along with a modern looking building, it was not as I had imagined in my head. We're greeted up front by the wait staff, and since it's right after opening, we've got the place to ourselves. The dining room is bright with high ceilings and splashes of color, red and yellow, and a very cheery space. The pizza oven behind the counter has a red facing around it, a change from the usual dome-shaped wood fire ovens you usually see. All in all, Cap's Pizzeria is a very updated rendition of an old-school pizza joint. Peering through the menu, you'll find a nice assortment of flavor combinations in addition to your standard margarita and cheese pies. The house pizza combinations seem well thought out with nice touches such as homemade sausage, soppressata, shiitake mushrooms, honey, and more. These pies definitely don't fall into the traditional category. Cap's also offers up a handful of grinders and pasta dishes if you're not in the mood for pizza. The food and pizza at Cap's Pizzeria. For my first visit, two of us shared a classic margarita pie and the Mamma Mia, topped with meatball, red onions, and serrano peppers. The food doesn't take long at all to come out given that blistering hot wood-fired oven. The pies are individual pies, six slices to each, and show off the leopard spotting of the, coracone, puffy end of crust, so common in Neapolitan pizza. I dive into the margarita pie first, which shows off lovely splotches of melted mozzarella and bits of seared basil. Wonderful. The crust at Cap's Pizzeria has wonderful lightness and softness inside, and the tomatoes are great as well. It's a well-balanced pie with just the right amount of cheese, sauce, and basil. But wait, there's more. Love, love, love the Mamma Mia pie. The meatballs here are fantastic, but I also love how the onions are thinly slivered, providing a hint of flavor without needing to chew through it, and the bits of jalapeno pepper add just the right amount of spice. Wow. After my great first visit, I came back for a dinner visit because I saw a clam pie on the menu. You may not be familiar with clam pies, but it's a regional pie common in the New Haven, Connecticut area. A white pie covered with fresh clams, garlic, and cheese. The owner of Cap's Pizzeria has roots in the Connecticut area, so I was happily surprised to see it on the menu Fridays and Saturdays only. And my clam pie was a beauty. I did it Cap's way, which adds thick-cut bacon on top. Delish. You get the wonderful sweet chewiness of the clams set off by garlic and salty bacon. A peek underneath shows off the perfectly baked crust, and from what I can tell, Cap's Pizzeria is very consistent with the bake on their crust, which is key to a good Neapolitan. The verdict at Cap's Pizzeria. Service at Cap's Pizzeria has been solid for both of my visits, but beware. This place can get slammed quickly. I imagine there aren't a ton of good pizza options in the hood, and Cap's, in my opinion, is very good. Probably top three in the triangle for me, but I would love to try their pasta and see what they can do there. Overall, I was really impressed with this Italian eatery. While certainly the focus is on Neapolitan pizza here, the addition of some appetizers, sandwiches, and pastas makes it similar to Pizzeria Mercato in Carrboro. Even the limoncello cake I had for dessert was fantastic. All I can say is if you're a fan of great pizza and you're in the Chapel Hill, Pittsburgh area, stop on by for sure. I can't imagine there are much better dining options in the hood. Cap's Pizzeria is located at 79 Falling Springs Drive in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 919-240-4104. Jumping back to the News and Observer, we've got a dining review published March 29th by Greg Cox. A test of flask and beaker is inconclusive. Next assignment, further study. Flask and Beaker is located at 2451 Alumni Drive in Raleigh. This is inside the State View Hotel, and their phone number is 919-743-0055. One more time just to make sure. 919-743-0055. This restaurant got 1.5 stars. With apologies to real scientists who write lab reports based on experiments using actual scientific method. Lab report. An analysis of the merits of a new restaurant on the campus of a major scientific research university. Introduction. The experiment was conducted at Flask and Beaker, the restaurant in the new State View Hotel, a Marriott Autograph Collection property on the Centennial Campus of NC State University. The experiment was conducted by lab partners Greg Cox and his dining companion, who wishes to remain anonymous, but for the purpose of this report has consented to be referred to as Lamb Chop. In early March 2018, over the course of 2 meals, visual aids accompanying the report were provided in the original publication by News and Observer staff photographer Julie Leonard. Objective. An assumption was made that the restaurant would be frequented primarily by visiting professors and other guests at the hotel. The objective of the study was to determine whether the restaurant's attributes merit broader consideration by locals as a viable dining option. Materials. Numerous decor elements throughout the dining room and hotel lobby showcase the university's contributions to science and, in a broader context, society. These include sleek overhead light panels wrapped in North Carolina textiles, a wall covered in scores of numbers presenting patents granted to the university, and mechanical garage doors that open onto a patio overlooking Lake Raleigh. Laboratory beakers are repurposed as vases for the succulent plants on each table and as a delivery vessel for wines served by the glass. The menu is cleverly printed on stock made to look like graph paper with marginal chemical notations in scientific illustration. Food is divided into categories such as majors, entrees, minors, salads, electives, appetizers, and all-nighters, sandwiches. And it pays tribute to the state's agricultural industry with an emphasis on local sourcing. Procedure. A total of 12 dishes were sampled. Broken down by category, these included 4 appetizers and salads, 5 entrees, sandwiches, and sides, and 3 desserts. A liquid assay was performed on the beverage selection using standard evaluation techniques. Service was evaluated based on parameters of hospitable attitude, pacing, familiarity with the menu, and attentiveness. Data analysis. House specialty cocktails listed under the heading of experimental chemistry on the menu celebrate North Carolina's burgeoning distilling industry. Drinks such as the Bull City Ricky, Conniption American Dry Gin, Fresh Mint, Lime, and Cucumber are competently made, but on the pricey side, with most going for $13 to $14. The success rate of dishes was distributed across a standard bell curve, with a majority of items being solidly executed, if not memorable. These included Texas Pete zucchini chips that could have been crispier and spicier. Grilled grouper, properly cooked and served with a colorful medley of cauliflower and green and purple broccoli, and mushy rice that marred an otherwise fine presentation. A maple-glazed flat iron pork steak that turned out to be a center-cut chop, just slightly overcooked. And an otherwise respectable apple tart let down by a soft crumb topping. The tart was misnamed. It was actually a wedge of pie, but it was more successful of a dessert than the bread pudding. However, it was dry to the point of being crumbly, and the less said about the dense, heavy sweet potato gnocchi in a congealed Asiago cream, the better. At the opposite end of the bell curve, crab cakes were toothsome with sizable lumps of crab meat beneath a crisp brown exterior. A Spanish seafood stew called zarzuela seemed out of place on the menu at first blush, but an abundance of North Carolina shellfish in the flavorful tomato broth provided convincing evidence that the dish deserved a spot on the menu. The half-pound State View burger with roasted red potatoes, maple bacon, and melted provolone on a brioche bun was also a winner. Conclusion. Restaurant manager Thomas Evans and veteran chef J.P. Murica says that they are aware of the need to correct Flask and Beaker's new restaurant miscalculations. They're working to recalibrate, starting with the introduction of an entirely new menu in early April. Clearly, once the formula has been revised to reflect these new parameters, Flask and Beaker will merit further study. They are located at 2451 Alumni Drive in Raleigh. Phone number 919-743-0055. And we've run out of time for today's episode. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is also readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have comments or questions, please call 919-